That's kind of weird.
That's really crazy.
Your own name? Really?
Like even once. Yeah, so he got 400 Lucy's on his leg to really take over this.
Yeah, right.
Way to go, Dad, and you got bragging rights, man. That's it.
Yeah, as long, it makes more sense if it's not your own name.
Yeah. Seth, great show. Have a great day.
You too, man.
Have a good one out there. We'll meet you back here tomorrow and get you ready for the weekend right on the morning show at...
Locally grown radio from Vesper to Plover, we are your home for news, talk, and sports. 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. We begin with breaking news from Georgia. A Fulton County judge has just ruled former President Trump and 16 others will be tried separately from two defendants set to go to trial next month on charges of trying to reverse the 2020 election results. Lawyer Sidney Powell and Kenneth Chesbro had filed demands for a speedy trial. Start date, October 23rd. Hurricane Lee is creeping closer to the New England coast. Tropical storm watches are up from Maine to Rhode Island. Marshfield, Mass. Town Administrator Michael Maresco.
The waves can be very, very dangerous.
This boat owner's decided to pack it in for the season.
I'd like to get another month out of the boat, but for this storm, it seems like you might as well just pull it in.
CBS meteorologist David Parkinson.
It's about 48 hours from unleashing its worst impacts on New England. This storm is far weaker than it was a couple of days ago.
Europe is setting more heat records.
This year's summer was Spain's third hottest in 62 years when official records began. Authorities there say temperatures peaked at 116 degrees, and there's a severe drought across much of the country. The Spanish Weather Agency says the average temperature this summer was 2.3 degrees higher than normal. The news comes just days after the World Meteorological Organization said this July was the hottest ever recorded on Earth. Elaine Cobb, CBS News.
Here in the U.S., United Auto Workers could strike plants at midnight, key to the Big Three's most profitable cars and trucks. The union's Tommy Patrick.
We went through recessions, we went through bankruptcies with this company, and they've taken it, and we've never gotten anything back.
WWJ's Jeff Gilbert has more.
As they near tonight's midnight deadline, UAW President Sean Fain will lay out which plants they will strike first. That, he says, allows the union to ratchet up the pressure and ratchet it up as little or as much as they need.
An all-out strike is still a possibility. We're keeping all of our options open.
Fain says talks are making progress, but they remain far from an agreement. Jeff Gilbert, CBS News, Detroit.
The U.S. will sanction more foreign companies and individuals today for allegedly shipping American tech to Russia. CBS's Cammie McCormick.
These latest sanctions will include Turkish companies and individuals, accusing them of helping Russia evade sanctions. It comes at a delicate time for U.S.-Turkey relations, but Washington has issued repeated warnings, and multiple U.S. officials have traveled to Turkey since Russia's invasion of Ukraine to apply pressure to companies there to observe U.S. sanctions.
This is CBS News.
You need to hire fast and hire right? You need Indeed. Their all-in-one hiring platform helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates efficiently. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
I'm getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20.
So am I, because I'm at risk for pneumococcal pneumonia.
If you're 19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, COPD, or heart disease, or are 65 or older, you are at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about Prevnar 20, pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine. It can help protect you against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. Even if you've already been vaccinated with other pneumonia vaccines, Prevnar 20 may help provide added protection. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
Over the Back Fence has moved. Tune in on Saturdays at 11 a.m. for an hour of water cooler talk, items you're looking to buy or sell, upcoming events in central Wisconsin, or just whatever. Join the conversation by calling 715-424-2600, and we'll go over the back fence at its new day and time, Saturdays at 11 a.m. It's the audio community bulletin board that comes to you. We'll see you there.
For WFHR and WIRI, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know in central Wisconsin. The Nakusa Police Department arrested two men in the city for possession of illegal drugs. On September 8th, officers executed a search warrant at 146 Glendale Lane. They arrested 44-year-old Sean M. Kelly and 31-year-old James D. Potat for possession of cocaine, THC, and drug paraphernalia. The 25-year-old man who was found dead in a bathroom at Aspirus Riverview Hospital on Saturday had two full extended magazines of ammunition with him. News 9 reports Michael S. Douglas was supposed to have a meeting with his boss on Friday about using the company credit card for personal purchases. He missed the meeting and was reported missing. When he was found dead on Saturday, police also found the additional magazines and 17 rounds in the gun chamber, with only one missing. They also found a notebook with notes he had written to family members and one about his boss. I'm Melissa Kay, Civic Media News.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Clear skies this afternoon with daytime highs approaching 74. Southerly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Clear skies again tonight, lows dip down to about 54. Cloudy tomorrow, chance for scattered rain showers, high of 74. Low 70s Saturday with a chance for scattered storms, upper 60s Sunday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 52.
Locally grown radio, your home for news talk and sports from Rudolph to Nakusa. 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Michaels?
Todd Michaels. Did a great job.
The voice of God when it comes to Civic Media promos. Thank you, Todd. But yeah, we cleaned it up. You now no longer have to be finding the funniest moments to throw into the promo.
I did love that part of it, but it was very time consuming.
Yes. So now we can free you up to do other things, like host the show.
There you go.
In 7 business days.
It better be 7. Snow coming early, little one.
No coming early. Well, good morning. Good morning to you.
And you.
Good morning to everyone at home. We are continuing to update our studio. I feel like I sound like a new person on this new mic.
You do, actually, and I think I do, too.
The Civic Media engineering team has been hard at work. We are so excited about all the changes happening to the Waukesha studio. We are not having a live stream today, so please, it doesn't matter because on the live stream they can't hear me anyways. But no video today, but we are live here in person.
Together.
I finally got to hug Jane.
Yep.
After a month, basically, since the last time I've seen her. And I've been telling you about this. So like since the evolution, it feels like on X, you know, formerly known as Twitter, I've just been less interested in posting my stuff there. And largely it's because it feels like so much of the stuff I see is so mean and hateful. And it's like, I don't have the energy to fight with you.
Sure.
And I also don't have the energy to debate whether or not I should engage and respond to the crappy thing you just said to me.
Is it worth your energy?
Because the number one thing, more than having like a glass of wine, my doctor told me, she's like, keep your stress levels down. Like, and she literally said, she's like, not first trimester, but second, third trimester. If one glass of wine will help you not feel as stressed, that is better.
Oh, wow.
So that's been kind of my calculus here. I was like, oh, like less Twitter time, engaging with people that you, especially people who don't even have like their name and their picture attached to their profile.
Right.
Better. But I ended up, because I was actually really, I liked the summary, I would say, that I made yesterday on what the red flags are with the new proposal being voted on today on nonpartisan Iowa style redistricting that Robin Voss and the Assembly Republicans introduced, well, drafted at 3 a.m. on Tuesday.
As one does.
Introduced on Tuesday and are voting on today.
1 o'clock.
So I made a little summary video about it, and I finally decided, I was like, all right, I'll post it to Twitter. And James Widgerson, who's a longtime, not an anonymous account, but longtime conservative writer, never Trumper, pretty interesting guy in general, I would say, as far as he's very opinionated, but and sticks to his guns as far as what he thinks, the Republicans should be doing, Democrats should be doing. And he responded to my video. So what's the plan when you get nothing and Protasiewicz is sent to impeachment phantom zone? And I responded, so the only two options are this proposal or impeachment. And he said, well, Evers could pick up the phone and take Voss up on his offer to negotiate. I know, that's crazy talk. So my question this morning is, should Evers negotiate with Voss over this? Because at least in sentiment, Voss has said that he is willing to... Because the big hang-up here that is the difference of true nonpartisan redistricting is that in this proposal, as written, if the assembly with a simple majority rejects the maps twice,
yep,
they can still just draw the maps.
Yep.
And there is no part like there is in the Iowa in Iowa's law that it escalates to the Supreme Court. Like there's like a lot of cloudy, like that part's not really
clear.
Like, what happens if the legislature draws the maps? Then what happens? Like that part's not written in this bill. And so, because I have heard, and granted, this is hearsay, I have heard that Tony Evers, and granted, he came in on the lame duck session that took away some of his powers, and from the get go, it has not been it's not been hospitable.
No, I think that's an accurate and fair description.
And so, whose responsibility is it to be the bigger person for us to move forward? Is it Evers? Is it Republicans? Is it ever going to change? 844-967-2789. Should Evers, in this situation, be the bigger person? Should he pick up the phone and at least try to have good faith negotiations with Robin Voss on potentially, finally, passing a bill that would get us nonpartisan maps, knowing that there's certain parts that would be like, we need to not have the legislature just be able to reject what the legislative comes up with and actually try to negotiate this? Or do elections have consequences and we should leave it up to the courts? 844-967-2789. That's 844-96-PARTY. Jane, what do you think?
Well, I find it a little disingenuous from my favorite chucklemeister, Robin Voss, because, again, they wrote this at 3 o'clock in the morning. They held a press conference, and today they're voting.
Yeah.
So, but, oh, yes, I want to talk. Let's chat. So Governor Evers picks up the phone right now before 1 o'clock,
yeah,
and Robin Voss is going to sit down with him? Seriously? Come on.
Well, and I, you know, to have the immediate reaction be almost, because it was really kind of like ba-bump in, oh, we had this press conference, and I think within a couple hours, Tony Evers put out a statement saying, absolutely not.
Yeah.
Like, I don't believe you. I don't believe that this is, we should trust you. And that's what I had said in my video yesterday, where the trust is so broken.
It is.
And whether you agree with it or not, the trust was broken on the flip side during the budget process, where, you know, the crossing out and the using the line item veto and stuff like that. And Republicans claimed how much they felt like that was
misused,
but also just went back on so much of what felt like actually productive negotiations between the sales tax for stuff for Milwaukee, the shared revenue, some of the, even though there's still a lot of people who are upset about how much funding voucher schools got, but that was seen as a negotiation, right? Like there was some productive negotiations that happened with the budget this year. So maybe not all trust is broken, But it just is, for the sake of getting stuff done, who should be the bigger person? Or is it just heels in, we'll take it to the courts, and right now liberals have a majority for now.
For now.
Because that is the other thing on this story, is it didn't last very long, the talks that potentially Robin Voss has eased up on impeachment talk, because then as of yesterday, this is such a weird story to me.
It's, yeah.
Voss consulting former justices on potential Protasiewicz impeachment. So he's basically like gathered a group of former justices whom shall remain anonymous.
Why are they anonymous?
So they can't be lobbied. So no one can bug them.
Oh, okay. Can we guess?
Well, I don't. Him and Michael Gableman don't get along anymore. So I can't think. I mean, that would be my first assumption, because I also off Abramson, Gableman. Like, I was not here for 17 years and before I was a child.
Right.
And so my ability to name living former Wisconsin Supreme Court justices, I would say, is limited of who is in the pool of potential.
Right. Who's available?
Yes. Who is available that he, Voss, would want
on this.
But he's now created a group, supposedly, of potential, like of former justices to have them weigh in on. And I don't know, like, what authority do they have? How is this different than, like, what the Judicial Committee, who has authority and who has already said, and, like, we dismiss these complaints? I don't really know the legal ramifications of this, but how quickly he went from Tuesday, let's avoid impeachment.
Yeah.
We finally are on board with nonpartisan maps. Evers says no. He's like, all right, well, I'm going to create this anonymous committee that you don't get to know who's on it, and have them let me know if they think whether or not she violated any ethics rules.
And is it fair to assume that these justices are getting paid for this review?
I don't know.
I mean,
I don't think they are. I think in the WP article I wrote, I don't think they're getting paid. They're just doing it out of the kindness of their heart.
And
their soft spot for Robin Voss.
Obviously.
All right. Well, we would love to hear from you. 844-967-2789. Who should be the bigger person? Or should anyone be the bigger person? Should Tony even think about negotiating with Robin Voss? Or should we just
let it go through the courts?
Play our chances? 844-96-PARTY. We will take your texts and your calls after the break. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
Here's what's happening. WFHR Community Calendar is brought to you by Something Sweet, Swiftwater Ice Cream. Enjoy the guilt-free, no-fat, no-sugar scooped ice cream and the 32 flavors of Cedar Crest. And don't forget their made-to-order appetizers. It'll leave your taste buds dancing. Family-owned and operated and open daily from noon until 9 p.m. Swiftwater Ice Cream in Nakusa, or find them on Facebook.
Join the Historic Point Boss for their campfire cooking workshop on Saturday, September 16th from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Learn basic fire building and primitive cooking methods, campfire and open hearth cooking using cast iron, and cooking and baking on an 1850s kitchen range. Pre-registration is required. Cost is $15. Call 715-459-1722 to register. Boys and girls ages 4 to 10 years old are welcome to gear up and give hockey a try for free on Saturday, September 16th from 4 to 5 p.m. at the Southwood County Rec Center. Pre-registration is required. Go to the Southwood County Youth Hockey Association Facebook page.
Stoiber Healthcare would love to help you get healthy naturally. I'm Dr. Moselle Stoiber.
And I'm Dr. Erin Stoiber-Aldi. We provide gentle, expert chiropractic care for all ages.
We also offer True Weight Solutions, our doctor-supervised weight loss program, laser therapy, custom-made arch supports, and high-quality nutritional supplements.
And don't forget, we also have two amazing licensed massage therapists on staff to help you. Call Stoiber Healthcare at 715-424-4646 for an appointment today.
That's 715-424-4646.
Tri-City Services Heating and AC wants to warm the hearts of the Wisconsin Rapids area by giving a furnace to a deserving person or family in need, someone who needs a helping hand and is trying to work their way back to the top. Do you know of anyone like that? Maybe it's you. Apply yourself or nominate online at calltricity.com before October 16th. The committee will select someone to have a furnace installed at no charge. That's right, no charge. Please help us warm the hearts of the Wisconsin Rapids area. Apply or nominate online at calltricity.com.
Your hometown news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. She is Jane Matinere. And we are asking the question, should Governor Tony Evers be the bigger person? Despite the history, despite the trust issues, and at least try to engage in a conversation about what nonpartisan maps could look like. Granted, it's a little short notice because 1 o'clock today, AB 415, AB 415, I don't know what they're calling it, which is similar to the Iowa model, is being voted on.
Yep.
I still have heard nothing. Granted, there's a lot to keep up with. I still have heard nothing from Wisconsin Republican senators. I know CBS 58, Emily Fannin and AJ Biapour interviewed Devin Lemieux, Senate Majority Leader. And I guess he visibly or even I think verbally stated how frustrated he was with the line of questioning. He's like, I've never mentioned impeachment because it's like, well, this is a pretty big story that you probably should have an opinion
on. That a lot of people in your party are kind of for
talking about. And
but
so,
don't ask me about it. OK,
but I think it's because they know this is a losing. This is such a losing issue. And granted. So I want to get to this because I know we have some people on the line that we want to get to. But there was also a new poll that came out that finds Wisconsin voters overwhelmingly oppose unconstitutional impeachment by a 24-point margin.
Wow.
So that's more than double of what she won by.
Wow.
So we'll get to that, and we'll get more details of what that poll says after we take our first caller.
Dave from Mequon. Thanks for waiting, Dave. What do you want to say? Go ahead, Dave.
I believe that Tony Evers is definitely going to veto whatever comes out of this. That's just my thinking.
What's he said?
Already stated.
Yeah.
Yeah, he said it's going to be whatever. Although when he first ran and when he talked about it, if you remember, he did use the Iowa maps as a possibility. But his maps were actually thrown out because they were considered too gerrymandered, if you remember.
The ones in 2021?
I believe so.
Are you talking about the maps that were first accepted by the Wisconsin Supreme Court and then they got appealed to the U.S. Supreme Court?
Correct.
So that wasn't because they were too gerrymandered. That was because of the
Supreme Court. And the Supreme Court actually, I think, ruled or something. I this is where I'm going to get a little bit, you know, confused a little bit. But I think that that's where, if you remember, his maps were thrown out, though. I know that there was a legal.
Yeah, no, you're right. The U.S. Supreme Court, basically, it was because of the majority minority consolidation right. of districts. And so they right. came back. And then right. basically because we were running out of time, the maps mm-hmm. that ended up getting picked was the new, correct. The updated Republican maps.
Correct. So what I see here is this with Voss. He is obviously, from what you just reported, you know, the 24% are saying, or you know, the percentage of the amount.
The amount of people, yeah.
It's so great, yeah. That, yeah, he's probably like, maybe we shouldn't do this. And you know what? At the end of the day, I don't think it is impeachment because it's not criminal. Do I think it's good that she was talking about stuff before she's even judging something? I think that's a whole different issue, but it's certainly not criminal. Usually that's what you use for impeachment, is something that's usually more or less criminal or something that's kind of not.
I mean, that's what the Constitution says. 100%. It's basically crimes right, right. and corruption.
While in office.
While in office.
Right, right, right. So she said this. Well, I don't agree with her that she should have said that. She made it very clear. And again, I don't consider it criminal at all. I think, you know, when you are already predetermining something, I think that obviously shows a bias right away. But that doesn't mean she should be impeached for it.
Good to hear from you, Dave, as always. So thank you so much for giving us a call. 844-967-2789.
Wisconsin, this is Jane.
Jane, we can hear you. And so we do have another caller, though, so we'll get that in just a second. But we do have some texts on the conversation as far as, let me get those back up. As far as, we would love to hear from you, should Tony Evers be the bigger person? Robin Voss has said that he is willing to negotiate on this. Knowing there's a lot of trust issues here, knowing there is always politics at play, but asking you whether or not you think Tony Evers should be the bigger person. From the 715, I think Governor Evers should take a call with Voss to see what he has to say and maybe negotiate a bit. But he should stand firm on the key aspects of what we the people want. And if Voss can't agree, then send it to the courts. I kind of think that's where I'm at.
I don't hate that.
If he were to say, because it's saying, what's the worst thing that happens? If he says, well, we still want to hold up the part of the bill that they wrote that said the legislature can reject the LRB's maps and then make the amendments that they want to make. And if they don't budge on that, then he can veto it.
Yeah.
But I do feel like I land on the part of like, if he's willing to budge on that, this is an opportunity to get the thing that we've all been, well, a lot of us have been asking for, yep. which is a nonpartisan redistricting process. But I think it comes back to the second part of this, which is the rush job of all. No input from Democrats.
No input from the public.
No input from the public. No input from the administration. No input from even Senate Republicans, apparently, and still just like forcing it through. So we have a lot more text to get through. We would love to take your calls. Should Tony Evers be the bigger person and at least have a conversation with Voss when it comes to a new nonpartisan redistricting process? 844-967-2789. That's 844-96-PARTY. We'll be back after this.
Whether you're heading down.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news, talk, and sports is 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
For WFHR and WIRI, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know in central Wisconsin. The Nakusa Police Department arrested two men in the city for possession of illegal drugs. On September 8th, officers executed a search warrant at 146 Glendale Lane. They arrested 44-year-old Sean M. Kelly and 31-year-old James D. Potat for possession of cocaine, THC, and drug paraphernalia. The 25-year-old man who was found dead in a bathroom at Aspirus Riverview Hospital on Saturday had two full extended magazines of ammunition with him. News 9 reports Michael S. Douglas was supposed to have a meeting with his boss on Friday about using the company credit card for personal purchases. He missed the meeting and was reported missing. When he was found dead on Saturday, police also found the additional magazines and 17 rounds in the gun chamber, with only one missing. They also found a notebook with notes he had written to family members and one about his boss. I'm Melissa Kay, Civic Media News.
Locally grown, 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Ready to ride?
Just let me get my flip-flops on.
Whoa, Mom and Dad are going for a ride without their protective gear.
Quick, grab the checklist. I'll grab the gear.
Just where do you two think you're going without your safety gear?
Yeah, you know how we feel about riding without your gear.
Well, it's so nice out.
And we're only going for a short ride.
Not before you put all this gear on, you're not.
But...
riding pants?
Okay.
Check.
Motorcycle boots?
Bye-bye, flip-flops.
Check.
Armored jackets?
Nice.
Check.
Riding gloves?
Two pairs.
Check.
Last but not least, full face helmets.
Check.
Now you're ready to ride.
And you look cool.
All the gear, all the time. Zero in Wisconsin. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov.
Be home on time for dinner.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Transportation.
I'm Naheem Hines, professional football player and proud supporter of the Muscular Dystrophy Association. My mom was diagnosed with muscular dystrophy when I was 14, and I watched her struggle. But MDA helped her get the best treatments and care, and they also help kids like my buddy Ethan.
My name is Ethan, and I'm 12 years old. Thanks to the Muscular Dystrophy Association and people like you, I have more hope than ever before. From day one, they've treated me like family at my local care center. MDA is the only one that funds over 150 care centers across the U.S. to help provide state-of-the-art care for adults and kids like me.
For over 70 years, MDA has been transforming the lives of people living with muscular dystrophy, ALS, and other related neuromuscular diseases. They fund the research for breakthrough treatments, care, and cures. And MDA provides support to thousands of families like mine and Ethan's in communities like yours. Thanks to MDA, kids and adults can live life to its fullest. Join us and learn more at MDA.org today.
Put a frog in a pot of boiling water and it'll jump right out. But put a frog in a pot of cool water and slowly heat it up, that frog will boil. As a metaphor for us and all that we go through as veterans, it's a story that rings true. We learn to endure the heat in silence. We apply what we learn to life, the bills, the job, the family, things we're expected to handle with ease. When life heats up around us, we just try to stay afloat. We let the water boil. Reaching out isn't easy, but you've never been interested in easy. You join because you are not afraid of hard work. You are not a frog. If you or a veteran you know needs support, don't wait until the water boils. Reach out. Find resources at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach. Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Clear skies this afternoon with daytime highs approaching 74. Southerly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Clear skies again tonight, lows dip down to about 54. Cloudy tomorrow, chance for scattered rain showers, high of 74. Low 70s Saturday with a chance for scattered storms, upper 60s Sunday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 52.
Planned Parenthood of Wisconsin will resume abortion care services on Monday, September 18th, at the Water Street Health Center in Milwaukee and the Madison East Health Center in Madison.
Wow.
So a decision by the Dane County Circuit Court in July made it clear that the 1849 law is not enforceable for voluntary abortions. So they are resuming services.
There's not going to be a challenge to this?
I'm sure there would be, but I guess I haven't gotten to watch the video, but Tanya Atkinson, who is the CEO and president of Planned Parenthood Wisconsin, there's a video out. I would love to get her on the show, maybe
sure.
today or tomorrow, to talk more about this decision, but I have to imagine that the balance of the opportunity to provide care and the risk of providing that care before the Wisconsin Supreme Court rules on this, that they've talked to their lawyers and they've said it is worth being able to, it's worth the risk.
Wow.
Because they think that they would win.
Wow.
So that is some really big news. And then, speaking back to the top of the hour of who gets to respond on Twitter.
Yes.
I just opened my Twitter and none other than the founder and president of Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty, Rick Essenberg, has thoughts on my video.
Oh, I bet he does.
And so I will get to that later. But it's always fun because he also, the story of when Keel, Wisconsin, I had one of my, as he calls my little videos, do pretty well as far as last year, over a year and a half ago, when Will meddled with the situation that was happening in Keel, Wisconsin. And I called it out as far as, why did you need to go on a national media tour with Laura Ingraham and Newsmax? And then are surprised that
there were bomb threats.
There were bomb threats.
Yeah, shocking.
And he wrote an op-ed in Wisconsin, in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel in his response. So I always just feel like that's a little bit of validation.
For your little videos.
For my little videos.
Your little videos.
All right, so back to the phones. Should Tony Evers at least have a conversation about nonpartisan redistricting with Robin Voss? Who do we have first?
Cindy from Appleton. Good morning, Cindy.
Hello. Well, if I was Tony Evers, I would go talk to him with my guns blazing and demand that the witch hunt against Janet Protasiewicz and Megan Wolf be dropped completely.
Mm-hmm.
Because fair maps and the election commission go hand in hand.
Yeah, I agree. Thanks so much for the call, Cindy.
Thanks a lot, Cindy.
Yep.
844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. You can call and or text. Voss is a rat. Dave is wrong. Every Federalist justice has lied about their stances. Republicans are proven unfair.
Well, it's that, and it's also, I mean, I think we mentioned this yesterday with on Upfront on Sunday, Matt Smith asked Tyler August, who was on there saying why they support impeachment. And he said the exact quote of Brian Hagedorn when he was campaigning on what his stance was for abortion. And somehow Tyler August doesn't see those things as the same.
Completely.
Thing, despite the fact that
yes.
he tried to frame abortion as a very personal decision and a personal belief, even though it's incredibly political, and it's now the government telling you what you can do with your body. So it is, and it's gone through the courts, it's gone through the political process of lawmaking. So how are they different?
They're not different. Again, this, and we kicked this around yesterday too, it's okay for me, but not for thee.
Yes.
And Hagedorn was very, but what did he, didn't he call Planned Parenthood an evil institution or something? Something along those lines.
From the 414, this is what Voss did with the law firm in private. And I think they sent a link to gerrymandering lawsuit stunner, daughter of deceased GOP mapmaker, turns over his documents to Common Cause. I don't know if I'm reading this in order.
Another texter from the 920, take the call. But make it clear that the legislature doesn't get to make any amendments. The final say should be nonpartisan, and the current maps must be redrawn before 2031, Sarah in Green Bay.
Well, and I think I might get this wrong, but what happens in Michigan is there's a nonpartisan bureau, nonpartisan body that draws the maps, but to reject the map, I think you need 75% of the legislature.
Okay.
So it's not even, it's beyond a supermajority. And so it really has to be egregious. And so it just ups the ante. And like, it's, so it's going back to basically saying that you can't just have a simple majority and then get to have it be the status quo of you guys draw the maps. So, I do think that he should at least have a conversation. And
I think, I mean, what's it going to hurt? What's it going to hurt if the governor would make a call, make the effort, at least undercut a little bit their, well, we're giving them what they've always wanted and now they don't want it.
I know, which is so the line of the fight right now what the rhetoric is, see, we told you that they didn't actually want nonpartisan maps. They didn't really want, they've been saying the Iowa model this whole time. And so now it's like a talking point of Democrats are just as bad on this whole issue.
Right.
And if without full information, it looks like that.
For sure.
Right? Like without full information on what the clause of this ultimately still could end up just the way that it is of the legislature deciding what the maps are, which is what we're trying to avoid. If you don't know, if you don't get that part of this story and you just see it on its face, which is a lot of what the headlines, like when you just read the headlines, that's what it reads like, is like, well, wait, this is what you've been saying that we've wanted this whole time. Why are we not doing that? Which I totally get. And I think is, and maybe that is the politics of it.
Well, and I don't you think it is? It's, it's not always what you say that it is the lie. It is what you omit.
Well, and it's how you frame it.
Right. And so I can see them. And that's why I think, again, and agree with you that maybe the governor should make the call and say, I did reach out. I made the effort.
We tried to talk about
it.
This is what the conversation was. This is where the standstill is.
Right.
And I do think it's like, had the initial reaction been, all right, let's talk on Tuesday, versus the statement of, as I put it in my video, Randy Jackson saying, that's no for me, dog. Had that been the initial reaction of like, call his bluff and see if he's actually serious about this and have conversations about it and state your concerns.
Right.
See if it slows down the process instead of them just rushing through and trying to vote today. And if it doesn't, then that then changes the narrative instead of just outright saying no.
Yeah. No, I agree with you.
And I get that there's a lot of people out there who are so angry, and this seems like a dramatic word to use, but hurt over going on 15 years of what it's been like to live through the politics of Wisconsin, that I think are really angry at Robin Voss and angry at so many of the Republicans and have that hold them in such disregard that they don't think that they deserve it, right? That they don't think that they deserve to have a conversation about this. And it's like, where impeachment is wildly unpopular, as we'll get back to what that poll says. It doesn't necessarily sound like he even necessarily would have the votes to do it. And playing with political suicide, potentially. And so if that avenue is closed, they're like, well, let's just keep going down that avenue, because this is the consequences of elections. And this is the kind of dirty politics and forced, you know, it's our way or no way that we've the people who are angry have been, see themselves living under. And they don't want Tony Evers to be the bigger person, because there are those kinds of partisans who like it's.
Oh, for sure.
Who are just like, if you give an inch.
Anything. You're a traitor.
Yes. You're a rhino.
Right.
I don't know what the equivalent of a rhino
a
is.
A dino.
The dino.
For sure, today.
For today. Because we don't know what the actual term is. But 844-967-2789. That's 844-96-PARTY. Do you think Evers should be the bigger person?
Lynn is checking in from Oconomowoc on the text line. The Wisconsin Judicial Commission panel rejected complaints. Judge Janet, now Justice Janet, did nothing improper, much less illegal, for her to be impeached. I'm so tired of the right's misinformed accusatory comments. Also from the 414, Republicans ignore the reality about the difference between simple addition to make a count of four. Do you think what Voss is doing with this gimmick is any different? No. Again, he's ignoring the reality and trying to create a diversion on what a corrupt, spineless, complete fraud Wisconsin Republicans are. His legacy is fixed.
Do you think he cares about legacy?
I don't. I really don't. And for many of them, it's about, well, and he doesn't have any kids.
Mm-mm.
So it's not like, you know, you will forever be shamed for being a boss because...
Is that still a thing?
I don't think there is shame. Shame is in really short
supply.
No,
but as far as like representing your family name, is that like, oh, I can't do this because the legacy will leave my children? I guess there's probably a lot of people who still think that way.
For sure.
What for legacy sure. am I leaving? Baby BS.
You got time yet. You have time.
844-967-2789. We'll wrap up with a couple more texts on this because in the next segment, we're giving away $100 again. Just like we did last week.
This is so cool.
This is so, it's the most straightforward. I know we've given out a lot of things. We've given out free state fair tickets. We've given out free Brewers tickets, which I guess, not the state fair tickets, but two tickets to the Brewers. I don't know if it's $100, but
it's up there.
It's up there for club level seats.
For sure.
But listeners of As Goes Wisconsin are encouraged to call in our next segment. So not now, at the commercial break. Because if you... The Auto Glass Now is just giving away $100 one time a week. So we had our first one last week. We're doing it again this week, doing it again next week, and then two more weeks after that. So 5 weeks in total. So listen to the sound of glass breaking for your chance to win $100. It's a $100 Visa gift card. It's not a gift card you have to spend at Auto Glass Now. It is just a Visa gift card. And we're going to do the same question we did last week. We're going to take the first three callers, and you're going to tell me what you would spend $100 on. And then I have the hard job of picking and being the jerk.
That's tough.
It is tough. It was tough last week.
It's tough.
But Auto Glass Now offers fast, reliable, and convenient service. Visit the Waukesha location on East Moreland Boulevard today. Call us at the break, 844-967-2789. We got any more texts, Jane?
Let me jump back here. I have been jumping around. We all know a conversation with boss and the governor will accomplish nothing. Texter also says, Grand Dragon, Rick Essenberg. That might be a little harsh.
Well, is it Grand Dragon or Grand Wizard? Isn't it Grand Wizard?
It's Grand, I believe,
Wizard. I think it's Grand Wizard.
Additionally, who is Voss accountable to? Clearly not the voters. Clearly not his fellow representatives. Is it just his donors? I'd give you a big ding, 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 ding on that.
So is it just like the Bradley Foundation or is it power? I almost feel it's power.
It's power, which from what I understand is apparently very intoxicating.
Well, I mean, that's a story that we're probably not going to have time to get to today. But the fact that we're all just applauding Mitt Romney for doing the one thing no other octogenarian that's in the U.S. Congress can apparently do.
Yeah.
But it's like, listen, if I run again, I'm going to be my 80s. And he's only one term. And yet we got Mitch McConnell glitching out. We got Nancy Pelosi, who is very not representative of the people she represents in San Francisco. We got Dianne Feinstein dying on the vine, basically.
Chuck Grassley.
Oh, my gosh. And yet Mitt Romney, we're like, thank you, Mitt. All right. We got to take another break. Call now if you would like to win $100, but be prepared to tell us what you would do with that $100 on air. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
Marshfield Clinic Research Institute needs you for its All of Us Healthy Survey Thursday, September 14th from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the Marshfield Clinic at 1000 North Oak Avenue on the lower level inside LK1. Online data and in-person testing will offer a better understanding of health and disease, plus create more precise treatments for individuals. Register online now at marshfield.joinallofus.org or call 888-633-9987. Participants will receive a $25 gift card plus a free DNA report with health information.
Dynamite!
Do you catch yourself quoting TV shows like that? It could win you a free meal and make you our next star of the day with Culver's. Join the morning show on WFHR every Friday.
What you talking about, Willis?
My name's James, and I'm telling people every Friday we'll play a theme song or a quote from a movie.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give it.
You call 424-2600, give the correct answer, and you'll win a family pack from our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's.
To the Batmobile.
Join the morning show every Friday for Culver's Star of the Day.
I love it when a plan comes together.
When severe weather hits and the power goes out, do you have a plan? For reliable power and peace of mind, propane can do that. It only takes about 10 seconds for a propane-powered generator to restore power to your home. So no matter what Mother Nature has in store, you know you're prepared. Learn more at WIPGA.org. This message is sponsored by your local propane provider and the Wisconsin Propane Education and Research Council.
I'm Kirsten from Pentatonix. We've all learned how to cope with more time alone. With more time spent isolated or at home, the need for companionship has grown. If you've considered adding a pet to your family, please check with your local shelters and foster organizations. Stray pet numbers have grown immensely over the past several years, and the trauma caused to these animals is devastating. Adopt pets, they need us more than we know. This message is courtesy of the United States Air Force.
From the hometown of NASCAR's Dick Trickle, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM, your news talk and sports station.
As Goes Wisconsin, I am Kristen Bry. She is Jane Matinair. And it is that time of the week. Second out of the fifth time, we are just giving away $100. And apparently, a lot of our listeners, not interested.
Don't need the money.
Because we only have one caller right now?
We have Tiffany on the phone from River Falls. Oh, wait, there's another one.
Okay. Well, we'll take Tiffany right now if you want to get another call. But the rules of the game is that it isn't even really a game. All we're going to do is ask you what you would do if you won $100. And again, this is coming from Autoglass Now, where you can get all of your Autoglass needs fulfilled. But Tiffany, what would you spend $100 on if you were to win?
Hi.
Hi.
So I am a new family of four with my two-month-old and toddler. Yeah, and I just started thinking about Halloween coming up, and I really want to do a, like, family costume.
Ooh!
I would spend $100 on putting together some sort of family costume for us. I'm thinking dinosaurs, maybe a family of dinosaurs.
A family of dinosaurs. You know, it's funny that you say that, because my kiddo is coming in time for Halloween, and I have also been thinking, what are we going to do for Halloween costume, for a family Halloween costume for our first one? I like dinosaurs. What would you make the infant be? Which dinosaur do you think would be the best and the cutest?
So I was trying to come up with a way to, like, turn the stroller into, like, a little nest and somehow make it look like an egg cracking open with the baby.
That's awesome.
That's really cute. Or what was it? There was the Fox show of just the dinosaurs, right? And there was the baby dinosaur. I don't know. But that's a great one.
Yes.
That is, oh, I'm the gosh. Baby, right? I'm the baby.
Well, Tiffany, don't hang up.
Oh, my gosh. Could I get him?
Go ahead. Go ahead, Tiffany.
Maybe I could get him to, like, hold a little baby frying pan.
Good callback. Yes. All right, Tiffany, don't hang up.
Don't hang up.
We're going to take one more call and see what that story is. But that is a strong, strong contender. All right, Jane, who else do we have?
We have Ken from, I believe it's Green Bay.
Ken from Green Bay. What would you spend $100 on?
Oh, there we go. Ken, you should be up. Here we go, Ken. Go ahead.
Hello.
Hello. What would you spend $100 on, Hello. Ken?
I would. My wife's cousin is actually dealing with cancer right now, so I would probably get some gas cards for her for traveling expenses. that sort of thing.
That is a really sweet. See, this is a hard job.
It's a terrible.
I don't know why I put myself in this position, but Ken, that I'm so sorry to hear that. And my condolences and hopefully a speedy recovery for that. But
she is making good progress, though.
Oh, that's
good.
Great.
Still the hidden cost.
Oh, for sure.
That is, especially right now. Yeah, especially right now. Well, Ken, hold on. Let me think about it. I'm going to reset the contest that we are doing, just as far as reminding people that you can listen to the sound of glass breaking for your chance to win $100 Visa gift card sponsored by Autoglass Now. And we're doing this three more times after today on Thursdays at 10:50. But a reminder that Autoglass Now offers fast, reliable, and convenient service. Visit the Waukesha location on East Moreland Boulevard today. Jane, do you have an inclination? I know it's my decision. I'm not going to put it on you, but
I would give it to Ken.
I think I have to give it to Ken. Tiffany, I love you. Like my heartstrings and all my maternal instincts that are it's rushing through my veins right now. That was a really good one, but
it was
hard.
Great.
It's hard to not want to give some gas money to someone who's visiting, someone who is fighting cancer. And so, Ken, hold on to the line. Tiffany, thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for calling. And I hope...
Send us pictures of whatever
the Halloween costume ends up being.
For sure.
But Jane's going to get Ken's information at the next break. So, Ken, hold on to the line. And thank you for calling. Thank you for listening. And call back next week for your chance to win. If you
got a couple more weeks of this.
Got a couple more weeks of this. And so, should I change the question? Is this too much of a...
it's tough.
Because the ones we had last week, we had someone who called in who wanted to donate the money to Blue Skies, which is a local Waukesha civic engagement organization.
Oh.
We had one guy who wanted to call, have some beer money and gas money to go visit his buddy who just like was fixing up an old car. And then Dave from the Shaw, whose wife is a teacher, he wanted to, after a tough first week of school, wanted to treat his wife to dinner. And so that was the first. I was like, this is hard. So it's a hard, it's like, I don't like being the judge, but I also like hearing your stories of
what you would do
with it.
For sure.
It's kind of more fun than just a silly trivia question.
Yeah, for sure.
So, well, as far as in the next hour, it is Thursday. So we are doing a public cervix announcement with Dr. Kristen Lyerly. And I think we're going to change course a little bit. We'll still get to the topics that we had planned. And because we want to go through six things to do if your doctor isn't listening to you.
Oh, good.
But I think with the breaking news about Planned Parenthood, we will certainly dive in a little more on that. Then at 11:30 in the next hour, Chris Drosner, our beer baron, is here for the division over pumpkin beer.
Oh,
are
my.
Are you for or against seasonal pumpkin beer?
Because what's your stance?
It's a no for me, dog. As far as I like bitter IPAs and pumpkin beers. I could maybe do a sip, but I don't even know if I could do one.
Is it too sweet?
Sweet. It's just not what beer is supposed to taste like.
Right.
It's weird to me. And so we'll be talking about pumpkin beers and what goes into making them, their popularity. Are they still popular? Which Wisconsin breweries are making a good one. And then we're also going to talk to him because yesterday was Milwaukee Magazine Day. And I have not gotten a chance to talk to him since we won Reader's Choice for favorite Milwaukee host.
Yeah, well done, my friend.
Well, that's also, you're a part of that. It might have just been my name, but I feel like the show should have been there and it should have been both of us.
We will certainly shame Chris Drosner into admitting that, yes, I am also part of that.
And so that's all coming up in the next hour. If there's any more texts that come through that are like Grand Dragon Rick Essenberg, we'll read those on the air too. But we're going to take a break for the top of the hour news and be back after that. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
I didn't ask to be thrown in the streets with nowhere to go.
We just can't.
I didn't think I'd survive. But I did ask for help, and Covenant House was there for me.
1 in 10 young adults will experience a form of homelessness this year. For these kids who didn't ask to be put in this unthinkable situation, Covenant House is there.
Covenant House helped me break the cycle of homelessness in my family. They gave me the love that I needed.
Over 2,000 young people will sleep safely in a Covenant House bed tonight. When youth who are experiencing homelessness have a hot meal, a safe place to sleep, medical care, and love, they can overcome heartbreaking challenges and have a brighter future.
They just really genuinely just wanted to help me succeed, and I'm succeeding. I'm a speaker, I'm an author. Covenant House really helped me and really helped mold me into the woman I am today.
If you or someone you love is asking for help, go to safeplacetosleep.org.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5